Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled, drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. This is episode 121. A is for amateur. You know, I'm happy with whomever listens to this show. I probably don't tell you that enough, but I really do appreciate your listening to me rant and rave and wax sarcastic and pick nits and, yes, even drop the verbal hammer on all things amateur. There are 2,429,092 podcasts worldwide. And the idea that you chose this one to add to your oral diet makes this podcaster and broadcaster very happy and proud. Some interesting stats about this show for you. This show is ranked in the top 10% of all podcasts. And you know what? I'll take that. Wiggle room for improvement. But get this. I was looking at the demographic breakdown on Anchor, one of the 16 platforms this podcast can be heard. Now, I can't speak on behalf of the other podcast platforms, but on Anchor, of my listeners on Anchor only, 71% are male, 9% female, 19 not specified, and sadly, 0% non-binary. If only I could tap into the non-binary crowd. Look, I'm happy with whomever listens to this show, but maybe Demi Lovato will listen now. Who, if only?
Topic number one.
For the people so hell-bent on getting a non-FDA-approved vaccine for a virus that already has a 99% survival rate, I would like to sell you the extended warranty on this podcast. I'm assuming you'll eat and drink anything also. That is, if I tell you it's good for you. I wonder what the next vaccine will be for. And I wonder how many vaccines will people be taking before they start to realize, there's a pattern here. I'm just getting a new vaccine marketed up my ass every 5 minutes. You do know they'll create a crisis again and again, requiring more and more vaccines until it becomes commonplace to just keep injecting untested chemicals into your body. Amateurs will be thinking, hey, isn't it great that our pharmaceutical companies are so on top of it? More chemicals in my body, please. In the meantime, eat fresh. Just like United States women national team soccer star and professional whiner amateur Megan Rapinoe says. Ever stop to ask yourself this? When we don't have to wear masks on June 2nd for Ohio, how many people will still wear them? Those are the dangerous people and the stupid people. But those are the easily scared, easily influenced, corruptible, and highly suggestible people. These are the people that would sell you out to the authorities. These are the people calling the cops on your six-person barbecue if you're standing too close. It's how this administration, Big Pharma, and Big Tech can work together to see who they have left to punish and control. For them, it's just a progress report. How are we doing? Are we controlling everybody? No? Who's left? Okay. So when these narcs tell on you, fight back. Don't back down. You do realize many more things will probably make you sick and or kill you than the coronavirus, right, amateurs? Of course you don't. COVID is now the only thing that can kill you or make you sick. Once you get this vaccine, you will have no health problems. So you're just going to get every untested vaccine that comes down the pipe now for every virus or illness that most people survive? Are you volunteering for medical experiments on the regular now? You'll happily inject anything into your body without research and questions, and I don't mean reading an article, seeing a commercial on TV that simply says it's safe, because unless you're one of those amateurs who ignores the news of vaccinated people not only getting sick but dying, you'll keep rushing to virtue signal and spread your anger that others don't do to their bodies like you do, because you don't want to get sick, because you think you're never going to get sick and you should not have to get sick, because you don't expect to get sick ever in your life? Please tell me your secret how you're going to avoid this. Oh, vaccines, not good diet and exercise and rest and washing your hands normally like a normal person anyway. How often did you get sick before the coronavirus, by the way? Do you think it's okay to have to prove that you've been vaccinated to go anywhere and live your life? If you're vaccinated and your mask worked so well, why does it matter that I'm not using either of them? There are plenty of other countries for that type of thought. Now that you have your vaccine, you're free to travel to them. Don't let us pros stop you. By all means, get on that plane. We'll help you pack.
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
Here's something you probably have seen on the news just about anywhere. I don't really need to credit exactly where it came from. It's everywhere. Ohio did this, and now I see New York is doing it. The state of Ohio will give $1 million to 5 randomly selected people who get vaccinated against COVID-19, says Governor Mike DeWine. Well, you know how I like lists and makes things easier to digest, so let's get started. Number one, and most importantly, unethical much? That is so crazy unethical. Bribing people to take an untested vaccine. Making them gamble. Through the lottery. Bad idea much? Don't think things through much? Even if nothing bad happens, this is morally bankrupt. What's next? Free housing for people who try experimental drugs? Free car for the first 1,000 men who get vasectomies? We're now sweepstaking medicine? Non-FDA approved medicine. Don't even tell me, oh, Lou, come on. No, stop. You know I'm right. This is wrong on, well, many levels, and that's why I'm doing this list. Number two, this vaccine is so safe, people need to be bribed to take it? Oh, and don't forget, with the taxpayer dollars. My taxpayer dollars are going towards this $1 million, actually $5 million in prizes, so other people can virtue signal, get a vaccine, and $1 million. Many of those dollars, which aren't from people who want this vaccine. Number three. So let me get this straight. Amateurs get to tell me what to do with my body for their peace of mind. But even when I don't do as I'm told, I still get to pay for their chance to win $1 million? Got it. Number four. This is normal to you, amateurs? A medical lottery? This seems normal to you. Number five. So $5 million is to be given out. I bet some small business owners who lost everything have a problem with that. Number six, as a resident of Ohio, having seen the surfaces on some of the roads and highways, this is not money well spent. Number seven, I'm guessing people who want the vaccine will get it anyway. If you're not getting the vaccine until you have a chance, and a slim chance at that, to win $1 million, then you are a major amateur. Number eight, by the way, zero COVID deaths 2 months plus after Texas reopened 100%. Your move, science. Number nine, if you get the vaccine and wear or have worn your mask, why do I have to get it again? Oh, because you did. Okay, all right, got it. And number 10, imagine how the relatives and friends of the 5 winners would feel if those winners died from complications of the vaccine. You'll be looking at those pictures of them getting injected and thinking, here's the moment they sold their lives for $1 million. They probably would not have even gotten COVID, and certainly probably would not have died from it. It will feel obscene, icky, frustrating, pointless. Or maybe they won't die, at least not right away. Roll the dice! All right, so that's $1 million. No joke, I'm seeing grocery stores in Ohio offering $10 off your groceries if you get vaccinated. I'm seeing free tickets to sporting events. This is shameful, unethical, sneaky, underhanded, suspicious, and let's not forget discriminatory. I want $10 off my groceries. So all I have to do is roll the dice on an untested vaccine and put suspect chemicals into my body for $10? Here's another question. Why the push? Why the blackmail, bribery, trickery, bullying, marketing, advertising, sweepstaking, and ultimatums? I'm looking at you, Hillary Clinton. Remember her tweet? It's simple. Get vaccinated, get your life back. underhanded threat much? So you're admitting to pulling the strings? You, the government? You get to tell us when we get our lives back? Oh, you're giving us permission? I never gave you my life, nor will I, nor should anyone, for any reason. That's the kind of stuff that gets heads of state killed in third world countries. My Instagram is at LouSantini3. I recommend you go there so you can catch audiogram previews for upcoming episodes, and in case you missed it, clips for past episodes. And subscribe to my YouTube page to see the weekly episode video preview, back in about 60 seconds. There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition.
Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur. Amateur habitats and history. Social media plus me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Topic number 3.
Okay, we're going to take a break from vaccines and pandemic shit and shutdown hoaxes and homeless issues in California and get back to good old-fashioned amateur behavior. From the daily.com, here's your headline. TikToker attempts Gorilla Glue Challenge gets turned away at hospital. All right, here we go. TikToker Avani Reyes put Gorilla Glue in a place it's not meant to go and was subsequently turned away from a hospital. Reyes' stunt comes after Tessica Brown went viral for inadvertently putting Gorilla Glue in her hair and then documenting her days-long struggle to get it out, as people who were invested in the saga followed along. The Gorilla Glue girl herself was taken to Los Angeles for a 4-hour surgical removal of the adhesive. Avani Reyes uploaded a series of videos as she goes to the hospital in an attempt to get the glue removed. After her visit, Reyes uploaded another TikTok video saying the, quote, hospital did nothing for me. In the video, I have no pity for these amateurs. In the video, there is what seems to be a patient visit information form advising her to apply oils or to shave her hair off. Please help me. I don't know what to do, Reyes says in another video. Can you imagine someone who puts a whole tube of Gorilla Glue in her hair doesn't know what to do? Reyes said, this was an accident. I didn't mean to put Gorilla Glue in my hair, which, if you've seen it, I call bullshit. This isn't a case of I was using Gorilla Glue, some got on my finger, and I ran my fingers through my hair and whoops. No, her whole head is covered from neck to her hairline. Reyes did not upload an explanation regarding the situation, and commenters on the video were mostly in disbelief that it was an accident. Someone commented, an accident? Nah, you saw the clout and money that the other person got and you wanted some, referring to the donations that Tessica Brown received. That comment got over 13,000 likes. Others are expressing how they don't feel sorry for the TikToker, the article says. We don't feel sorry for you, the top comment reads on Reyes's first video. All right, now here's where the story gets even more amateur. The article says Reyes eventually started a GoFundMe for donors to help with the, quote, Gorilla Glue situation. Not long after, the TikToker thanked viewers for their donation, saying she raised enough funds for surgery in Los Angeles and claiming that one user even donated $3,000. List time! Here we go. Number one. If Bill Gates is hell-bent on decreasing the population, here's a good start. Number two, I've used Gorilla Glue many times. I know what accidentally means. A drip gets on your fingers or your clothing. This amateur's whole empty head was covered. This was no accident. Number three, that commenter and the other commenters were right. She did see the chance for more likes and viewers took it. Number four, these are the people who are, quote, influencers. They might even vote. I'd say these are the leaders of tomorrow, but they're not even smart enough to be the followers of today. Number five, I don't judge based on appearance because believe me, if there's a bad hairstyle or overall look, I've had it. Mullets, long hair, perms, bleached blonde, tight jeans tucked into boots, too much jewelry. I don't even mind weird for the sake of weird or experimenting. I really don't. Fashion, like art, is subjective. And if I may quote Luis Guzman's character Maurice in Boogie Nights, wear what you dig. And I'll even go so far as to say, you want to put Gorilla Glue in your hair for views and attention? Go nuts! It's amateur, but it's your body. This is America. But don't cry to mama when you have a permanent hair helmet and the hospital won't help you. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Remember the toilet liquor during the coronavirus challenge? Zero sympathy. Now, if you are so inclined to look at this amateur's TikTok page, I'd say the life expectancy over-under is 32 years. Number six, I thought about my comments and thoughts on this subject as sounding old, but I guarantee you, despite my long hair and questionable fashion in my early 20s, no way in hell would I have found this cool or something I'd aspire to be or do. She's simply an idiot with mental illness. Amateur Nation will say this. She's a human being with feelings. Never said she wasn't. But she's also a stupid human being with no common sense, no guidance, no future, no skills. Weird has replaced marketable skills. And having heard her talk, she's even dumber. Whatever money she makes via followers on TikTok, she'll blow that money long before she's dead. And like I said, my over-under, 32. Number 7. Shame on you, parents of this amateur. Number 8. And my favorite part of this story is, amateur makes mistake, expects others to pay for it. Literally. With a GoFundMe page. A GoFundMe page. If you donated a penny to this amateur, you deserve to have your eyes, ears, and mouth sealed shut with Gorilla Glue. You're feeding and rewarding Amateur Nation. Number 9. This is the same self-righteous generation that will yell at you for driving a gas-powered car, eating meat, and not getting vaccinated or wearing your mask. But pay for them to get Gorilla Glue out of their hair, because their money is tied up in buying more Gorilla Glue, not donating to charitable causes. Number 10. Let's not forget, China runs TikTok. On a previous episode of this show, I spoke of the horror that this site allows, especially with underage children. Bullying, mutilations, and sexual exploitation runs rampant. If you are a parent allowing your kid on TikTok, you are not doing your job. Number 11. As I've said before, when it comes to Amateur Nation, not only do we have to accept and tolerate their behavior, but it must be rewarded. Because bravery. Time now for off topic, some things that didn't make the cut, but are worth mentioning. Notice how people who voted for the current administration fall into one of two categories. Silently ignoring the corruption, cover-ups, criminal behavior, unnecessary crises, and poor job performance because they know that this administration is a complete joke and they just can't bring themselves to say it, or two, still bitching about the previous administration that was clearly far superior because rather than compliment or criticize the shit show that they voted for, they just rehash the past while living in denial, lying to themselves. Look, it's one thing to vote for and thereby contributing to President Cryptkeeper's incompetence, but are you so proud you can't even say, oh crap, I voted for the wrong guy? You can look someone in the eye and say, no, he's doing a good job. Ridiculous. Ever heard the marriage term hall pass? For those of you unfamiliar, it's basically a get-out-of-jail-free card for cheating on your spouse. And I looked it up in the Urban Dictionary calls it an agreement between a couple that they can have sex outside of their relationship, generally on a temporary or one-off basis. And I'm sure you've seen this headline. Bill Gates spent one weekend a year with his ex-girlfriend under an agreement with his wife. Here's how to know if that would help your marriage, according to a therapist. And nice headline. It's like an article in itself. That was the headline. Let me save you the read. Step one, one of you should be one of the richest, power-hungry men on the planet. Step two, shut up and spend money. Why does most singing by females in commercials now sound like they are just waking up and or pooping? I'm looking at you, Venus Razor commercial. Listen to this woman. Here we go.
I'm a Venus.
It sounds like someone said, hey, wake up, wake up. What's going on? Sing this.
I'm a Venus.
That's singing now? I never understood why NyQuil only comes in two flavors. Cherry, which everybody wants, or that putrid licorice scunge that no one wants unless that's the only thing available. NyQuil. Ever heard of grape? Orange? Lime? Hell, beef NyQuil. Just stop with this licorice. Oh, sorry. Original. And where NyQuil hasn't had a new idea in years, bravo, Apple. A purple phone. Ooh, the innovation never ends. Shut up and take my money. Ever wonder why countries like China and Russia are always fucking with us? Because we're the good guys. We get all the good stuff. Capitalism, freedom, resources, and generally, good people with a varied geography and topography. Despite the current administration's efforts, somehow we're still the wealthiest country in the world, for now, and people still want to be us. Notice no one is trying to break into Russia or China. Notice no one's messing with their energy supply. No one's messing with their way of life. No one's begging to go commie, but too many crybabies still don't see that. They think their system, their version of communism will work, while their lifestyle, it won't change at all. We haven't visited this subject for a while, but a recent IIHS study has shown that people who are using autonomous cars and adaptive cruise control are 24% more likely to go over the speed limit, and what's more, the range over the speed limit is greater than if they drove a car themselves. Ah, safety. I never get tired of being right. Time now for three pro things. Three things that are done right. Number one. Razor Sharp Metal Returns. Enter KK's Priest, the heavy metal band founded by legendary guitarist of Judas Priest, KK Downing, and fronted by the Pride of Akron, Ohio, Tim Ripper Owens. Their first single off a new album, Sermons of the Singer, is Hellfire Thunderbolt. Subtle, right? Oh, that's why I love metal. And this song just gets to it. Here's some quick info on the band from their website. You can't keep a heavy metal legend down. Although it's been nearly a decade since guitarist and songwriter KK Downing departed Judas Priest, the famous band he co-founded and played with for 40 years, he was never really going to retire. It was only a matter of time before he reclaimed the spotlight. It's an album that celebrates his classic metal roots and encourages us to cherish those iconic pioneers whom we still have with us. He jokes that KK's Priest is like a new old band, or an old new band. Oh, and the song itself? Hellfire Thunderbolt offers a fictitious take on how metal arrived before the masses were ready for it. So it gestated in the late 60s before exploding in the 70s and 80s. Now to me, it's new old school. It's just a great performance video like back in the day, and this is a song you need to drive fast to. Find yourself some open road. Number two. Speaking of speed, a new world record is set for Pro Stock Motorcycle, and that number is 203.49 miles per hour, set by Eddie Krawick during qualifying for the four-wide event at Z-Max Dragway in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, for my non-drag racing fans, you have to realize reaching 200 miles an hour on a Pro Stock Motorcycle eludes or has eluded many riders for most of their careers. And the weekend of May 14th through 16th, it seems like all riders cracked the barrier either during qualifying or the elimination round. Now, oddly, Krawick did not win the event. I saw Matt Smith set the record in Pomona a couple years ago and immediately break his own record at the very same event. And this speed shattered that record. I predict 205 miles per hour before the calendar year is up, with perfect weather conditions permitting. Number three. The 12th Man. On Netflix, great foreign film. I love a movie based on a true story, and I love movies about perseverance. This movie makes what DiCaprio went through in The Revenant, which was a good movie, look like a walk in the park. If woke snowflakes watch this movie, they will indeed die because there is struggle, perseverance, and determination. Here's a quick synopsis. after a failed anti-Nazi sabotage mission leaves his 11 comrades dead, Norwegian resistance fighter Jan Balsrud finds himself fleeing from the Gestapo through the snowbound reaches of Scandinavia. Fair warning, there is some seriously cringeworthy violence and gore. But the movie and message is inspiring, it's a true story, and it is so worth your time. It's called The 12th Man on Netflix. All right, we're going to take you out with a taste of Hellfire Thunderbolt. And if you have a topic, or if you read or saw something, or something happened to you that was amateur-related, or you have a comment, criticism, or you're an advertiser who wants to reach people who have common sense, email me, lou@lousantini.com, and download my book from Amazon. Subscribe to my YouTube page to see episode previews and hear the show on 16 podcast platforms. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast, it's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Nature production.
Thanks, Lou. See you next week.